The sun starts to dip below the tree line, and that's when the pit in your stomach starts to grow. You've spent months, maybe years, pouring your heart into those birds. You've fed them the best organic grain, you've hauled fresh water through the freezing mud, and you've watched them grow from tiny fragile puffs of yellow down into a thriving, productive flock. But as the shadows stretch across the pasture, you know they aren't the only ones who are hungry. Somewhere in the tall grass or high up in the rafters of the old barn, something is watching, something is waiting for you to make just one mistake, one latch left unhooked, one gap in the wire slightly too wide, one night where you're just too tired to do the final walkthrough. We are talking about predator-proofing, how to sleep at night without losing your flock. Because the cost of ignorance in this game isn't just a few dollars lost, it's the silence of a coop that should be full of life. It's the sight of feathers scattered like snow across the run, and the crushing weight of knowing you could have prevented it. Tonight, we change that. Tonight, we build a fortress. For years, I watched new homesteaders follow the old way, the struggle. They buy a roll of cheap, thin chicken wire from the big box store and think they've built a cage. They think a simple slide bolt latch is enough to keep out a hungry raccoon. But let me tell you, a raccoon has the dexterity of a toddler and the determination of a locksmith. The old way is reactive. You wait until a fox digs under the fence, and then you throw a few heavy rocks in the hole and hope for the best. You wait until an owl swoops down in the twilight, and then you try to string up some shiny CDs to scare them off. That isn't a strategy, that's a prayer. And out here on the farm, prayers need to be backed up by hardware. The Farm Fresh Way is about psychology and physics. It's about understanding that a predator only needs to succeed once, while you have to succeed every single night, forever. We don't just build fences, we build psychological barriers. We create an environment where the local wildlife decides your coop is more trouble than it's worth. We stop thinking like victims and start thinking like engineers. Because the peace of mind that comes from knowing your birds are safe is the most valuable crop you'll ever harvest. When we talk about the foundation of a predator-proof setup, we have to start from the ground up. Literally, most people focus on the sides of the coop. But the real battles are won 6 inches under the dirt. Digging predators, like foxes and coyotes, and those relentless neighborhood dogs, they don't look for a way over. They look for the softest spot to go under. If you aren't using a hardware cloth perimeter, you are leaving the door wide open. And I'm not talking about that flimsy hexagonal poultry netting. That stuff is only good for keeping chickens in. It does absolutely nothing to keep predators out. You need half-inch, galvanized, hardware cloth. It's stiff, it's brutal on your wire cutters, and it's the only thing that stands up to a determined set of teeth. You bury that wire at least 12 inches deep, or you flare it out in an L-shaped apron away from the coop, weighted down with heavy stones and covered in mulch. When a predator hits that wire, their instinct to dig evaporates. They don't understand why the ground has turned into steel, and they move on to an easier target. Then we look at the latching systems. A predator-proof coop shouldn't just be closed, it should be locked. If a 5-year-old child can open your coop door, so can a raccoon. Those simple flip latches are a joke. I've seen raccoons spend 2 hours working a slide bolt until it gives. Use carabiners, use spring-loaded latches, use something that requires 2 distinct motions to open. It sounds like overkill until you realize that a raccoon's hands are designed for manipulation. They are patient, they are clever, and they are incredibly strong for their size. And don't forget the windows. Ventilation is life for a chicken. But an open window is a buffet invitation. If it isn't covered in that same heavy-duty hardware cloth, screwed in with washers, not just stapled, staples pull out, washers and screws stay put, even when a 50-pound dog is throwing its full weight against the wire. Let's talk about the aerial threat. Because the sky is full of things that love the taste of chicken. Hawks and owls are the silent ghosts of the homestead. You won't hear them coming, and often, you won't even see them leave. They strike in a heartbeat, and they are incredibly efficient. If your run doesn't have a solid roof or a heavy-duty bird netting cover, you are playing a game of Russian roulette with the local raptor population. I've seen hawks drop vertically through a gap no wider than a dinner plate. You have to eliminate the flight path. You have to make the overhead space so cluttered with netting or structure that they can't find a clean line to dive. And for the night shift, for those owls that hunt by moonlight, your coop has to be light tight. If an owl can see the silhouette of a roosting bird through a gap, it will spend all night trying to find a way in. The tactics are where the deep work happens, where we move from general safety to granular protection. Think about your feed storage. If you are leaving open bags of grain or overflowing feeders out overnight, You aren't just feeding your chickens, you are running a soup kitchen for every rodent and predator in the county. Rats attract weasels, and let me tell you, a weasel is the stuff of nightmares. They are thin enough to fit through any hole larger than a wedding ring, and they don't just kill for food, they kill for sport. If you have a weasel problem, it's because you had a rodent problem first. Secure your feed in galvanized metal cans with locking lids, clean up the spills, and make sure your coop floor is solid. A wooden floor is good, a concrete floor is better, but a dirt floor with no buried wire is a death sentence. Common pitfalls? Thinking that because you haven't seen a predator in a year, they aren't there. They are always there. They are checking your perimeter while you're at work, while you're at the grocery store, and while you're sleeping. They are learning your routine. They know when you're late to lock up, and they know which side of the coop has the softest wood. Another pitfall is relying on lights. Solar-powered motion lights are a great deterrent for a few nights, but predators are fast learners. Once they realize that the bright light doesn't actually bite, they'll ignore it and go right back to work on your fence. Lights are a tool, not a solution. The same goes for scent-based deterrents. Fox urine or predator scents might work for a day or two, but the rain washes them away, and the hunger eventually overcomes the fear. You cannot outsmell a hungry coyote, you have to outbuild him. The result of all this work isn't just a lower mortality rate for your flock, it's a shift in your own energy. Imagine the feeling of a heavy thunderstorm rolling in at 2 a.m. instead of bolting upright in bed, wondering if you shut the door or if the wind is going to blow open that loose panel, you just roll over and go back to sleep. You sleep with the confidence of a woman who knows her domain is secure. You wake up to the sound of happy, boisterous hens, not the silence of a tragedy. This is the farm fresh way, total sovereignty over your environment. You aren't just a bird owner, you are a guardian, and your flock knows the difference. They are calmer, they are more productive, and they trust you because you've earned it. Here is your zero-cost task for today. Go out to your coop right now and do the hand and head test. If you can fit your hand through a gap, a raccoon can get its arm in and pull a bird through the wire piece by piece. If you can fit a golf ball through a gap, a weasel can get its head through, and where the head goes, the body follows. Walk the entire perimeter, tug on the wire, rattle the latches, and look at your coop through the eyes of a starving predator. If you find a weakness, fix it before the sun goes down. Because tonight is the night they'll be looking for it. Next week, we are moving from the perimeter to the pantry. We are diving into high-protein winter fuel, how to keep those egg baskets full, even when the ground is frozen solid. But for today, go secure your borders, sleep well, and keep those flocks safe, because you've done the work, and you've earned the peace.